Above? The shabda means transcendental sound, which although it's inherent even in the concept of sound, the modern concept or non-Vedic concept of sound, sound is not just the sound vibration itself, but the consciousness behind with which it's produced. And the concept of a Vedic concept of Shabda is that it incorporates consciousness and the corresponding sound that persons produce with consciousness. So words themselves don't necessarily define Shabda. Someone says, I love you, and the words don't necessarily convey the actual meaning of the words. Because if it said, without love, then it won't have the same effect as if it's said with love. So in the same way, when one speaks about a subject, the effect that it has on the person speaking is in the case of chanting Hare Krishna, or the effect that it has on other people varies according to the consciousness that a person has. Anavritina shabdam, by sound, by shabda, one becomes liberated. So hearing from a liberated soul has a different effect on the heart than hearing from a non-liberated soul, someone who is free from the bodily conception of life. When he says, you're not this body, it has a different effect than someone who is on the bodily conception of life. That's why one's meant to accept a self-realized spiritual master. Best, actually, that one should accept Prabhupada as a resident of the spiritual world. But then Srila Goswami says, in the absence of an eternally liberated soul, at least one should accept a Mahabhagwat, a first-class devotee. And then in the absence of that, then one can accept someone who's a conditioned soul. But at least he should be Vachu Vigam and Ashakruda Vigam, even if he's subject to the modes of nature, at least he shouldn't be a slave of them. So all of these persons, they have a different type of shabda. Just like when yesterday we were reading when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just said this, just when he said that, it just opened the doors of love of God. And so he started running here and there and crying and laughing and manifesting ecstatic symptoms. I didn't do that when I was reading, I read it. No one else there did either. So that's because the consciousness is not such as to invoke that type of reaction. So,
where is the consciousness?
You can only induce what you have. You can't, if you've only got $100, you can't give anyone any more than $100. But the process itself is also powerful, and it opens the door for development of higher stages of Krishna consciousness. And therefore Shabda is both inspires within the heart, but simultaneously it also gives information or knowledge, again. And by the knowledge that one receives from a person, one can act in such a way as to chaitadarpa marjanam, cleanse one's heart. And that way, gradually, the quality of sound that Vaishnavas produce becomes more and more potent when it has greater effect on themselves, and it has greater effect on others. So when an advanced devotee chants Hare Krishna, then he experiences all kinds of ecstatic symptoms and so many other things. When a neophyte devotee chants Hare Krishna, then in a different situation, he is struggling with his mind. But whoever chants Hare Krishna, both of them become purified. They just become purified at the different stages of their advancement. And the purification is also a different speed. But the main thing is that the devotee should purify themselves And the quality of the sound they produce, and that's good for them, and it's good for other people who hear them. So on the knowledge aspect of Shabda, that in itself is such a powerful thing, people don't have that either, so that when devotees preach, or to speak of conditioned souls, even fallen people who preach and give Krishna consciousness to others, the nature of that knowledge is such that it that it elevates people, it inspires them to transcend the influence of material energy, to come to the spiritual platform, and sometimes it may make the recipient more advanced than the speaker, like Dhruva Maharaj. His mother was a mother. But Dhruva Maharaj became a great, she told him, go to the forest, that's where Krishna is. So he did that, and although she wasn't so advanced, he became very advanced. He became a great devotee. Consciousness becomes also purified. That's why these two things are really sort of inseparable. Chanting 16 rounds, following the regulative principles. If one doesn't do both of those things, then it's very, very, very slow process. That's why Krishna says, and then the effect on others, for someone who's not an acharya, for someone who doesn't actually practice what he preaches, it won't have the same effect on people in general. People won't follow such a person. People follow a person who's doing, but he's preaching. Hearing Shundata Svakata Krishna Ridyanta Svivadrani. By hearing, same thing. Ridyantosta, Hevadra, all those things that block the consciousness, they become also destroyed by hearing from Krishna, about Krishna. It purifies the consciousness. Thank you. the devotees need to regularly hear, and that will have the desired effect. And Krishna consciousness ultimately means that someone who has who's always conscious of Krishna, and by being always conscious of Krishna, then the sound that one emits always reminds others of Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya defines like that. Not, he doesn't even actually have to produce a sound. He just has to be seen. Just by seeing such a person, others become Krishna conscious. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then says. That that's the holy just by seeing him. People start to chant Hare Krishna. Anyway, that's the sum and substance of what Lord Chaitanya says, Chaita Varpana Bhajan, cleansing the heart, is for that end, for that real heart purification. Everything is in plastic. This government over plastic.